back on Downtown. On a Tuesday afternoon, it's time for Message in the Bottle, presented by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Eric Meehan joins us. Hello, Eric.
Hello, Rich. Nice choice of music, of course, as always.
Oh, I knew you could. You can never go wrong with a little Depeche Mode for you.
Never, never. I owe my love of Depeche Mode to my wife, and we've also signed on. I don't know if anybody out there remembers the band Soul Coughing from the 90s, but we're going to go see their reunion tour in a couple of weeks. I'm getting all the good music through my spouse, which is fantastic. Hey, listen, it's a great day in the neighborhood, everybody. It is a great day because you know what? The Giants are going to have the number one pick in the draft. Calling it.
Oh, Daniel Jones. But it's tough not throwing it to the guys in the other uniforms in those exhibition games.
I feel so bad for the man. It's like, just get him out of there. Put in Tommy Cutlets. Just do it. He's a poor guy. It's not his fault that he sucks. I mean, it is, but it's not. God, I tell you, they went through. I was listening to another esteemed radio show today, and they went through I had forgotten the litany of like coaches that have been part of the Giants staff. And the question was, are they going to get rid of Daboll? Like, no, I think no. This time they really need to sort of stick with their mistake. I'm like, great, good. I wonder if the Saints are looking for a new fan. Anyway, but yeah, I hope everybody out there is good. Kind of a crummy day. I think we're seeing our gradual transition into autumn. Not that autumn is bad. I love autumn because autumn is when I get to start eating guiltily again. Although my belly might tell you differently that I might have started early. But yeah. So speaking of autumn, you know what goes great in autumn? With a lot of the autumn fare is wines from Piedmont, and that is where we're going to begin today. In Italy, we're going to enter from the northwest part, and a lot of these wines are wines that folks out there know, and a lot of them really aren't, and so we'll try to explore all of them. For folks who remember the Olympics that were held in Turin, obviously Turin, those Olympics showed you part of the Val d'Aosta, which is in the extreme northwest corner of Italy, very, very high Alpine mountains, and home to some of the highest altitude vineyards in the world. From time to time, and those times are rare, we have actually had wines from there. But they are so low in production that, it's infrequent that we get things from there. The rest of Piedmont and the Val d'Aosta, etc., is kind of divided by the Po River, if anybody is aware of where that is. It originates in the French Alps and kind of flows down, and it goes through the city of Turin and circles sort of north of the main part of the Piedmontese wine region. Piedmont, is home to the very famed wines of the Nebbiolo grapes, right? So you have a Barbaresco and Barolo. Those are the two most famous, and they are made out of the Nebbiolo grape. And Nebbiolo is sort of the king of the Piedmont region. But of course, you have many other grapes, again, that people have heard of and that they love. There's obviously the grape Barbera. There's the grape Dolcetto. For sweet wine lovers, the wine Moscato, which is a grape. The most famous iteration is from the city of Asti, Moscato d'Asti, or if people remember Asti Spumante from my younger days, from everybody's younger days. That is that sort of frothy sweet wine. But let's explore a little bit more about Piedmont. So Piedmont, it takes a lot of cues from France and more specifically the Burgundy region. Reasons are manifold, certainly the connection of the monastic system, monasteries holding all these vineyard lands, and the the Catholic Church and its varying sects sort of, you know, conveying information and saying, hey, this is how we're doing it up here, this is how you should do it here. Long story short, too late, that led to Italy's adoption of a very similar thing to the French appellation system, which is called the DOC and DOCG, which stands for the Denominazione di Origine Controllata / E Garantita, which is the G part of the DOCG. But basically what it's saying is this is a delimited area where, you know, there is a consortium usually involved of agriculturalists and government types that says, you know, this is how we do X, Y, and Z wines from this region. Sometimes it's many wines, sometimes it's only one or two different wines that they sort of officially label. They started that in the 1960s and have been keeping it up ever since, and Piedmont is certainly the area where it's most obvious in terms of breakdown of vineyard types, soil types, etc. So, where do I want to go from here? I guess I'll start sort of restart at the beginning. So the Nebbiolo grape is the grape that is the king there. And as I said, most people know it from the specific villages of Barolo and Barbaresco, which are fairly close together, but again, sort of different soil types. These wines are not, by the way, to be confused with the wine Brunello, which is from Tuscany and made of Sangiovese and has nothing to do with this. But it is, they are very often confused, and so I just kind of wanted to point that out. So Barbaresco, Barolo have nothing to do with Brunello. Nebbiolo, however, is grown all over this region, and indeed not only around this sort of circular area around the village of Asti, which is the main place, but also far to the north, even technically farther north than the Valdosta, but lower in altitude, so definitely later ripening, but still important. And these are the regions of Gattinara, Gemme, Bocca, Vesona. Again, you don't often see wines from there coming into Maine, but when you do, they're well worth checking out because slow-ripened Nebbiolo is absolutely beautiful. Nebbiolo, by the way, I should point out, and this entire region is very famous also for truffles, that is the mushrooms, not the chocolates, and very often great Nebbiolo wines, especially aged Nebbiolo wines, will go fabulously with truffles. So if you have occasion and money to have truffles, because they are not cheap, but they are a real treat, and you don't need a lot in case anybody's ever cooked with truffles, it goes fabulously with Nebbiolo. There are, as I was mentioning, these other red grapes, Dolcetto Barbera, there's the grape Frisia, and other grapes like that that are often blended into Piedmontese blends. You will see classified under what we call the Langhe, so L-A-N-G-H-E, that is sort of a larger region. Also certain sub-regions like Roraro, etc. These will make wonderful blended wines out of, again, Nebbiolo and some of the secondary grapes. I hate to call them secondary grapes, but it's just sort of how it is. Not to be forgotten, also in this part of the world, are the white wines. Yeah, in a region that is absolutely very, very famed to the point of, you know, each hectare is worth millions and millions of dollars. There are a couple white grapes that are totally worth getting to know. So one of them that a lot of folks know under the DOCG of Gavi is the Cortese grape. So Cortese, C-O-R-T-S-E, T-E-S-E, I can't spell, is found in several places, mostly getting towards the Mediterranean, sort of southern Piedmont. But Gavi, as I said, is the most famous region where they grow it. But Cortese is a wonderful grape, a little bit nutty for folks who like sort of un-oaked Chardonnay. Try out Cortese. The other wine that I really think is awesome and was basically extinct until a couple of different families. It's very funny. Every family in this particular region claims to have, you know, their grandfather or great-grandfather brought this grape back from the brink of extinction. It's like, well, one of you is telling the truth. But the grape Arneith, A-R-N-E-I-F, Arneith. And this is an extraordinarily complex, wonderful white wine that is definitely worth getting to know from this area. And I was mentioning, of course, Moscato and also the red equivalent, Brachetto. So much stuff from Piedmont. It's just an extraordinary region full of good food and good wine. Next week, we will move slightly to the east and talk about Trentino, Alto Adige, etc. In the meantime, pray for my Giants. And it looks like you Pats fans have found another quarterback. So happy we're for all of you.
Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. Eric, thanks as always. Have a good week, and we'll visit again next Tuesday.
Be well, folks. Bye-bye.
Check out all of Eric's segments. We keep them right there on the website at downtownwithrichkimble.com. Just click on the Message in the Bottle tab, and they're all there. It's like the history of Eric Meehan, at least the downtown years, as they'll call them, I'm sure, in the book.